is John Killoran for Payments.com, and I'm speaking today with Sarah Hartman, who is the Senior Director of Consumer Payment Solutions at TSYS. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you, John. It's great to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with us. And what we are going to talk today a little bit about is the TSYS 2015 Canadian Consumer Payment Choice Study. I have a few questions regarding that. I just want to hear and learn more about it. Now, the preference for credit cards continues to rise among Canadian consumers. It's up 34% from 2014 already. Now, based on your findings, what do you think accounts for this significant growth in credit card usage?
Well, that's a great question. We found both from our TSYS findings as well as some other recent payment studies that have been published for the Canadian market that there's two primary factors that have influenced that growth. The first one that we would bring up is the attractiveness to consumers of loyalty and rewards programs. We know from our study that rewards can really encourage consumers to use one payment form over another. The second factor that we bring up is the continued growth of e-commerce, because we know consumers tend to have a preference for using credit when they're making online purchases. And as I mentioned when I first started talking, the findings that we had are very consistent with a couple of other recent studies that have been published by some of the Canadian banks.
Let's talk a little bit about the payment preferences and the differences between Canadian consumers and those in the U.S. What are a few of them and what are differentiating factors?
The first difference that we've noted between our Canadian study and the U.S. study has to do with those payment preferences. As we just talked about in Canada, when consumers have both credit and debit card, they've tended to prefer the credit card as their most preferred card. In the U.S., that's reversed. So in the U.S., we've found in the past that U.S. consumers have a preference for debit when they have both cards, although that is narrowing, and we're very interested to see what the U.S. study will show in the fall. And those preferences are even wider when we look at a couple categories like grocery stores and gas stations, where in the U.S. those are very heavily debit. The second area I'd mention where we were a little surprised with the Canadian survey was in relation to different mobile features. The U.S. consumers expressed a slightly higher level of interest in some of the mobile offerings. But again, we'll see what happens when we get our updated survey results later in the year. Both groups, both U.S. and Canada consumers, do tend to prefer mobile features like inquiries and services over payments, at least for now. We all know the mobile payment space is certainly growing.
Right. I actually wanted to ask you more about mobile apps. According to the study, they're growing in popularity among Canadian consumers. So how do you think the adoption of those apps that are provided by financial institutions compared to other mobile apps?
This was a new question we had this year to our survey, and we were very interested in the response here. We found that consumers who used mobile applications used their bank's mobile app almost twice as much during the month as they did any other app. So quite a significant difference. Those that used the banking app were also tended to be between the ages of 25 and 44, which we found of interest. And I think the Canadian financial institutions should really see these high usage rates as a complement to the work they've done, not only to educate their consumers that they're available, but providing good value, obviously.
Sure.
And again, we've asked a similar question in our U.S. survey this year, and we'll be interested to see what that looks like.
Well, speaking generally, what does the growth of digital engagement in the Canadian marketplace mean for the payments industry?
Well, certainly we at TSYS are very excited about the growth of digital engagement. And I know you've talked to some of my other colleagues, and we have a lot of great things going on here. And for the Canadian market, that's, certainly no exception. A lot of exciting things going on there, too. Some of the earliest mobile wallet offerings were actually offered by some of the Canadian banks. And Canada also has one of the highest penetration rates of contactless POS systems. So I think that certainly paves the way for digital engagement and mobile wallet adoption as well. The only other thing I'd mention there, you know, consumers tend to be most interested in new offerings that provide them with the convenience and ease of use and safety that they have with other methods of payment. And I think as we move forward with digital engagement, those three things are going to continue to be very important.
One last question for you. I want to talk a little bit about loyalty programs. How significant are they as an incentive for Canadian cardholders? Meaning, like, what is there a correlation between loyalty programs and the increase in credit card preference among those consumers, if there is any?
Well, John, there's definitely a correlation based upon our study both this year and last year. The loyalty and reward programs definitely provide an incentive to cardholders, both to decide which credit card to pull out of their wallet, but in general, to make any type of payment decision. So we asked a couple different questions in our survey, and both times reward-type features such as discounts and cashback options and other rewards always rank the highest as what could encourage a consumer to use one payment form over another.
Well, all right. That's all I have for today, Sarah. I do want to thank you for sharing with us some of these interesting insights from the study. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it.